Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for strengthening early warning systems to mitigate disaster risks. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says recently concluded free trade agreement between India and the UK will improve strategic bilateral ties and two-way trade. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda launches awareness campaign to reduce obesity on the occasion of World Food Safety Day. Eid al-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, celebrated with religious fervour in various parts of the country and abroad. Indian athletes clinch 6 gold on the opening day of Taiwan Open Athletics Championship at Taipei. And in French Open tennis, women's singles final underway between Arina Sabalenka and Coco Gauff. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today outlined key global priorities to strengthen disaster resilience, including innovative financing and strengthening early warning systems and coordination. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025, via video conferencing, Mr. Modi called for construction of infrastructure that remains steadfast against time and tide, emphasizing the need for resilience in development.
The Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure is working with 25 small island developing states. Resilient homes, hospitals, schools, energy, water security, and early warning systems are being built.
He underscored the vulnerability of coastal regions and islands to natural disasters and climate change. The Prime Minister expressed his appreciation for the presence of representatives from the Pacific, Indian Ocean and Caribbean regions and welcomed the African Union's participation in the coalition. He underscored that disaster resilience requires innovative financing and called for the creation of actionable programs to ensure developing nations have access to necessary funds.
We must design actionable programs and ensure developing nations access to finance. We consider small island developing states as large ocean countries. Due to their vulnerability, they deserve special attention. Strengthening early warning systems and coordination is crucial. This helps timely decisions and effective last mile communication.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today termed the recently concluded free trade agreement between India, the United Kingdom and the Double Contribution Convention as a milestone. During his meeting with UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said the agreement will not only propel two-way trade and investment, but will also have a positive effect on other strategic aspects of bilateral ties between the two nations. He added that it would also contribute to the strengthening of supply and value chains.
The recent conclusion of the India-UK FTA and the Double Contribution Convention is truly a milestone. It will not only propel our two-way trade and investment, but will also have a positive effect on other strategic aspects of our bilateral ties. It would also contribute to the strengthening of supply and value chains.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi met UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi appreciated his contribution to the progress in India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership, which has been further strengthened by the recently concluded free trade agreement. He said he valued UK's support for India's fight against cross-border terrorism. The all-party parliamentary delegation, led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, met with senior representatives from the German government, parliament and think tanks in Berlin to convey India's principled position of zero tolerance against terrorism and its strategy to tackle cross-border terrorism. Addressing the Indian diaspora, Mr. Prasad said that Pakistan is a habitual offender.
पाकिस्तान क्या कर रहा है टेरर मशीन कैसे वर्ल्ड क्लास टेररिस्ट पैदा हों जनरल्स की अगुवाई में यह पाकिस्तान चार बार लड़ाई लड़े, हर बार हारे, हम कभी अटैकर नहीं थे, फिर भी वो सुधरते नहीं है। कारण क्या है कि वो जनरल्स के कंट्रोल में है, पॉलिटिकल लीडर्स के कंट्रोल में नहीं है। द जनरल्स वांट टू रिमेन रेलेवेंट बाय परपेचुएटिंग कॉन्फ्लिक्ट एंड द टेररिस्ट हैव बिकम देयर इंस्ट्रूमेंट टू एग्जीक्यूट। दुनिया में जहां भी टेररिज्म होता है, या तो वो टेररिस्ट पाकिस्तानी होता है कोई, या पाकिस्तान में ट्रेंड होता है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that any attack on India will be met with strong response and no distinction will be made between terrorists and their perpetrators. Mr. Modi said this while sharing an article penned by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh for a News Daily, reaffirming India's zero tolerance for cross-border terrorism. In his article, the Defence Minister laid out India's position of zero tolerance of Pak-sponsored terrorism and assured retaliation against it. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that making India a developed country depends on improving farming and making farmers more prosperous. He encouraged farmers to make the most of the Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan by listening to scientists and using their advice to improve their work. He was speaking at a program in Sihor, Madhya Pradesh today.
विकसित भारत के लिए विकसित खेती और समृद्ध किसान, ये हमारा संकल्प है। इसको वैज्ञानिकों के साथ कृषि विभाग भारत सरकार, कृषि विभाग मध्य प्रदेश सरकार, केबीके कृषि विज्ञान केंद्र मिलकर पूरा करेंगे ताकि इसी साल खरीफ की फसल में उत्पादन हम बढ़ा सकें।
India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today we focus on the empowerment of Indian farmers.
In the last 11 years, India's agriculture has witnessed a quiet revolution, guided by the vision of Bij Se Bazaar Tak, that is, from seed to market. The government's budgetary allocation in agriculture has grown nearly fivefold, from 28,000 crore rupees in 2013-14 to 1.37 lakh crore rupees in 2024-25. Direct support to farmers has been unprecedented. Over 3.7 lakh crore rupees has reached 11 crore farmers directly under PM Kisan. Financial security for farmers has also improved. The Kisan Credit Card Scheme has extended 10 lakh crore rupees in credit, while Fasal Bima Yojana has helped nearly 20 crore farmers with crop insurance claims worth 1.75 lakh crore rupees. MSPs for key crops like wheat, paddy, pulses and all seeds have seen sharp hikes. Schemes like PM Kusum for solar pumps and natural farming missions have enhanced resilience and promoted sustainability. Efforts like PM Krishi Sinchai Yojana and the Soil Health Card scheme have strengthened irrigation and soil productivity, empowering farmers with modern tools and scientific inputs. The government has also focused on allied sectors. Milk production has grown by over 63%, placing India firmly as the world's top dairy producer, benefiting over 8 crore farmers employed in this sector. While in fisheries, India's output nearly doubled in 10 years, boosting rural livelihoods and coastal prosperity. Today, the Indian farmer stands not just as a cultivator, but as a key driver of national growth. With Vishnu's report, Shagun Chopra for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat ka Amrit Kaal. Seva, Sushasan, Garib Kalyan ke 11 saal.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Union Minister for Health J.P. Nadda launched the awareness initiative of FSSAI to stop obesity by eating safe and healthy food. It coincided with the World Food Safety Day celebration in Bengaluru today. The Union Minister emphasized that a healthy society alone can ensure a strong nation. He reiterated that for India to become Vikasit, our people should remain healthy.
World Food Safety Day reminds us of having safe food, healthy food, and nutritious food. And we should have a balanced food diet. This is the foundation of good health and a thriving society. As we heard on the Prime Minister in one of the videos which was released today, that he said that for Viksit Bharat, we need a healthy India. And for healthy India, we need the right type of food which we eat.
Eid ul-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, was celebrated with religious fervor and due reverence across the country today. The faithful offered Eid prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. In Delhi, main congregations were held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. Eid ul-Azha is celebrated to commemorate the willingness of Hazrat Ibrahim to sacrifice his only son in obedience of God's command. Reports of Eid prayer congregations have also come in from other parts of the country. The festival was celebrated with devotion and fervour across the state of Maharashtra today. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Deputy Chief Ministers Ajit Pawar and Eknath Shinde extended wishes on the occasion. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
In the capital city of Mumbai, large crowds offered namaz at Haji Ali Dargah and Sunni Jama Masjid, among other places, on the occasion of Eid ul-Azha. Thousands of devotees offered collective namaz at Eidgah Maidan on Pune Solapur Road. More than 150 masjids across Pune city also witnessed the fervor and enthusiasm of Eid ul-Azha. In Vashim, devotees offered collective namaz. The festival was celebrated in Bid city with fervor at 27 locations where devotees offered namaz with devotion. Dhule city and district, along with Hingoli, also witnessed enthusiastic celebration of Eid ul-Azha. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The festival of Eid ul-Azha was celebrated in Bangladesh with religious fervor and solemnity. People started gathering in mosques early in the morning to celebrate the festival of sacrifice and sharing. In the capital city, Dhaka, the National Baitul Mukarram Mosque held five congregations for the devotees starting from 7 a.m. Special prayers were also held, seeking continued peace and development of the nation as well as global peace. The Muslim community across Sri Lanka is celebrating Eid ul-Azha today with religious fervor, marking one of the holiest occasions in the Islamic calendar. Devotees gathered at mosques early in the morning to offer Eid prayers. On sports, Olympian Jyoti Yaraji continued her solid run this season with a victory in the women's 100-meter hurdles as India secured six gold medals on the opening day of the Taiwan Athletics Open 2025 in Chinese Taipei today. Tejas Shirse, the national record holder in the men's 110-meter hurdles, also claimed gold in his pet event with a season-best time of 13.52 seconds. India also won gold medals in both the men's and women's 100-meter relays. The quartet of Sudiksha Vadluri, Abhinay Rajarajan, Sneha SS and Nitya Gandhi won the women's 100-meter relay. The men's 100-meter relay saw the quartet of Gurinder Veer Singh, Animesh Kujur, Manikanta Hoblidhar and Amla Borgohain win the gold. Earlier in the day, Pooja won India's first gold medal by dominating the women's 1500-meter race. Abdullah Abubakar secured India's second gold in the men's triple jump, registering a leap of 16.21 meters on his third attempt. In women's singles at the French Open 2025, the final match between Belarusian Arina Sabalenka and American Coco Gauff is currently underway. When reports last came in, both players had taken one set each. Sabalenka won the first set 7-6, while Gauff took the second 6-2. The third and final set is going on. In women's doubles, number 2 seeded Italian pair Sara Errani and Jasmine Paolini will face Kazakhstan's Anna Danilina, paired with Serbia's Alexandra Krunic, for the title on Sunday. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for strengthening early warning systems to mitigate disaster risks. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says recently concluded free trade agreement between India and UK will improve strategic bilateral ties and two-way trade. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda launches awareness campaign to reduce obesity on the occasion of World Food Safety Day. Eid ul-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, celebrated with religious fervor in various parts of the country and abroad. Indian athletes clinch six gold on the opening day of Taiwan Open Athletics Championships at Taipei, and in French Open Tennis Women's Singles Final underway between Aryna Sabalenka and Coco Gauff. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.